Dialing toll free, take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there free. The main feature allows you to control the content of the website. So the stuff you see on the front page there, the main column, it's all created by listeners like you. As you're surfing around, you find something online that you think is pretty interesting, you want to share with us and our listeners, you just submit it as show prep, and we've got a handy bookmarklet that makes that easy. You can go and learn more over at freetalklife.com. Get interactive. It's a great way to share interesting things with the other listeners of this program, who all tend to have at least the same overarching interest of wanting more freedom. So there's a bit of a theme to the types of news that show up there. Go to freetalklive.com and get interactive. As we continue the discussion here, as always, lots to discuss. Mark, the gladiator sports, the new gladiator sports. You were going to tell us about that this hour.
Well, I don't know how new they are there. This is an article from LouRockwell.com, and it's by a Charles Stample, who wrote a book called Progress, a novel, and he advertised it on the show. And I thought it was very interesting, and it's timely because the Super Bowl is coming up. People are thinking...
Oh, is it?
Hate you. Most Americans will watch at the very least this one football game. Yeah. By watch, I mean they'll be in the same domicile or structure that has the game playing. And, you know, they consider the Super Bowl to be very important. And, you know, I think it's I tend to watch it just because, you know, other people do.
We've got to see the new commercials.
I do love to see the commercials. I think that's pretty awesome. But he has an interesting idea about football, and I'm not saying I agree or disagree. I just wanted to read the article. So it says, Charles Stample, I used to be a fan of the Dallas Cowboys, though my interest in the team probably peaked when I was 11 or 12. And I think that it was probably a little younger for me for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but, you know, I liked them. I continue to watch a lot of football. A book called How Football Explains America by ESPN NFL analyst and U.S. Navy veteran Sal... Oh, gosh. Somebody's going to hate that I don't get this name right. Paul and Tanio shows how the game of football was designed around war. The quarterback, Paul and Tanio, explained in an interview as a field general taking territory. He throws a long bomb in the face of a blitz. A coach will rally a squad devastated by injury and after gaining an early advantage with an aerial assault will turn a devastating ground attack to bring home a victory. During every NFL game, there are about a dozen or more propaganda ads for the U.S. military. During every Thanksgiving Day broadcast, there's a segment about troops fighting overseas and well wishes from troops coming in and out of breaks.
Don't they sometimes fly jets over the stadiums, things like that?
The Super Bowl begins with a national anthem and a word from the president honoring the players, fighting to win the field of and the troops fighting for our freedom overseas. Then fighter planes fly overhead.
Yep.
Just how much has college and NFL football contributed to war and nationalism? One can even casually follow professional football without... Can one even casually follow professional football without oneself contributing?
Contributing to the whole fervor toward war, you mean?
War and nationalism, yes.
Yeah, how many peaceniks are big football fans?
I guess I am.
Ah, okay.
I mean, I don't know about a big football fan. Honestly, when I say big football fan, I shouldn't say that because I watch with my wife. My wife knows who these people are. She can name
them. Fan. She's a bigger fan than you.
Much bigger. I can't name 10 football players currently.
Yeah,
so
currently, right?
I'm not. I know like 10 football players from the past. Most of them are quarterbacks and you know that kind of thing.
I remember the refrigerator
names.
Or whatever, right?
The fridge. Yeah. Perry.
I don't know
the first name either. Recently, my 12-year-old...
But now, wait a minute. Before you go on, the difference, of course, being that football is completely consensual, right? I mean, the people that are playing on the teams are there...
It's an all-volunteer force in the military.
Yeah, but you can't leave. Like, you could leave the football game if you wanted to. Like, if you got sick and tired of the coach and you didn't like how the cheerleaders were teasing you, you could leave and you wouldn't, you know, you might forfeit your contract. But with the military, if you leave, they can put you in a cage.
Maybe. Many people, when they leave in the United States, really, they don't get put in Briggs. Most people, they don't put them in jail.
If they go
this is not legal advice. If you're in the military, I'm not suggesting that you go at AWOL. But I am suggesting that you know know what happens when it happens, and most people that go AWOL do not have problems from a, you know, really? Do not go to jail.
So what happens?
Break.
So just a dishonorable discharge.
Sometimes they'll come back and they'll get put in like a disciplinary squad or something like that. Get given nothing to do. Hmm. There's a one.
What if you leave again after that?
Well, sometimes you won't. They won't even come after you. They generally will not come after you if you just say you're not going to, you know, come back.
Really?
They'll just give you some kind of bad discharge.
Hmm. Interesting. I'd love to hear some confirmation on that. Because they certainly want you to believe they're going to come after you, but...
There's a group on Facebook called Echo Platoon, which is just like this one of these sort of disciplinary squads. So, you know, that's one of the places that I found out about it.
All right, so anyway, back to the other story here.
Recently, my 12-year-old nephew, because he's big, was approached by some self-styled community leader coach person to play Little League football. I don't spend money to go to professional football games or purchase NFL merchandise or even pay for cable to watch the sport on television, but I've been known to discuss teams and players and coaches. When my nephew talked about joining the youth football, I couldn't give him a reason why he shouldn't. I suggested to him
that he wants to have fun.
What's that?
He wants to have fun. Why not?
I don't know. I mean, Charles Temple here is just talking about, you know, how much of this is related to sort of war and nationalism. And I think it's all in there, you know, it's sort of that team mentality. But, you know, I'm not prepared to say that liking football is bad.
No, I wouldn't say that either.
But I do think it's that likening it to war is pretty accurate. I suggested to him that he practice punting. As a matter of fact, I'll go on with this in a second. It's kind of like war without the consequences. And I often feel that many Americans support the war because they have been trained to support wars by sports teams. We often will use analogies to sports teams the way people, you know, rally behind the United States government and when it's fighting a war.
We
won! We're over there fighting, defending freedom. We're doing this and we're doing that. And when in fact, you know, they're doing nothing like that. The United States military hasn't been used to defend the freedom of United States citizens since maybe, you could argue, World War II. So that's decades and decades ago.
I would not argue.
Somebody would. He goes on. I suggested to him that he practice punting, and if he's really good, he could join the high school team and maybe get a scholarship to college. I wanted to plant the seed that the big kid who refuses to play organized football or will only join the team as a punter is cooler than the one who follows some coach into battle, as it will be appropriately called. And I think that he's absolutely right. If you know what he's talking about here, big boys tend to be the tissues that coaches blow their nose on and throw away. These big men, so many of them, because it's not that unusual to be big, and they can just put them on the line, you know.
Use them up,
blow their knees out. Mm-hmm. So many injuries come to these guys. They die so young, and it's sad. It's really, really, really sad.
Well, whether they die young or not, but they certainly could end up, you know, getting out of the world of football with some sort of permanent problem that they carry with them for the rest of their lives.
They're not paid anything tremendous. Quarterbacks are paid. You know,
you're not paid anything.
I like the punter position's interesting, but I like the kicker position because you can actually get some notoriety as it. You know, if you were in football and you can score goals, because most high school football teams can't really kick, and so if your kid practices kicking, then you know he's gonna be able to score points, and that's what gets you notoriety.
Okay.
So anyway, football players are gladiators, and it is a caste system that, just as it was in ancient Rome, only a tiny fraction of football players ever see any money. Most only get their brains rattled and their joints twisted when a self-styled community leader, coach person, encourages a bored 12-year-old to play organized tackle football. He's guiding him into the lower class. I agree with NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, who said you can look at football and see the heart of America. Americans are willing to give their young people over to strangers to instill discipline, to round over individual talents and personalities, to give them numbers and uniforms, and to follow orders.
Doesn't seem like the best way to instill discipline in a young person. Maybe martial arts would be a little more effective. 800-259-9231, and in many ways much more peace-oriented, even though it seems overtly violent in martial arts. Generally is about avoiding conflict. 800-259-9231. Hey, if you want a Tota sack, you get a two-pack if you call now at 603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105. More coming up.
With so much economic confusion, who can you trust for straight talk? For years, author and investor Peter Schiff has been in the front of the pack, pointing out the insanity while offering real investment solutions. Now, all of Peter's videos, articles, and TV appearances are compiled into a free email, the EP Weekly Digest, which contains the fresh insights by Peter and other EuroPac voices, like the hard-charging Mike Pinto. To subscribe, please go to epweeklydigest.com, epweeklydigest.com.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberen. Amberen is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberen free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to amberentrial.com. That's amberentrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231, join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there free. We've got a webcam. You can watch, listen, and chat. The chat room built into the same page as the cam. See it and get interactive over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our site, it's totally free. And thanks to Memory Dealers.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. They're all 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. At up to 99% off of list price. Memory Dealers also offers customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. In some cases, they can do the private labeling overnight. All their stuff is in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231 to the phones and the fun. Ricky is listening in West Virginia to WVTS. Hello, Ricky.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just calling to tell you about the UA. Y'all called it AWOL.
Yes, sir.
For the Army, it's AWOL. It's absent without leave. For the Marines, we call it UA.
What does that stand for?
Unauthorized absent.
Got it.
And I was going to tell you that back in 2001, I joined the Marines. 2003, I went to Iraq in February. Come back in June. And I come back home. I had 2 weeks leave. So I come back here to Charleston, and I decided not to go back. I mean, I got to drinking and stuff, and I don't know, it's just a lot weighing on my mind. And
I think it's the right thing to do, to not go back and fight some.
It's got
to
be very difficult.
Fight some war for a politician.
Yeah, and I mean, I kind of agree with you there, but I didn't go back, and they didn't come looking for me or nothing, and I even got pulled over. Driving down the road, and my buddy was in the passenger seat, and I thought for sure I was gone. I thought they were going to take me, and I told him, you know, tell him I decided to go back. But I didn't have a job now, because I heard if you use your Social Security number that they might be able to find you and track you, but I didn't have a job, but they didn't come looking for me or nothing.
So that was in 2003?
Yes, yes.
And nothing has happened since then?
No. I did, after 6 months, I did go back.
Okay.
And I got brig. I did 3 months in the brig.
Oh, okay. So it did happen.
Yes, yes.
What was that like, by the way?
The brig?
Yeah.
It was hardcore. I mean, you wasn't allowed to sleep. It's not like a regular jail, which I ain't never been to a civilian jail, but you're not,
you hear stories.
You're not allowed to sleep or nothing. So
you're not allowed to sleep, meaning they have lights on 24/7?
No, I mean, at nighttime, you get your rack time at 10 o'clock. You go to bed, and then they wake you up at 5, but during the day, you're not allowed to sleep.
I see.
Yeah.
So if they catch you sleeping during the daytime, they'll, like, rattle the bars, and, like, you know, what do they do if you're trying to sleep during the day?
You're not in your own little cell, unless you're a real bad criminal, like you did, and, like, kill somebody, but...
So you're in, like, a general population kind of situation?
Yeah, but... Yeah, you got all your bunks lined up in a row, and you sit out of your bunk after you wake up in the morning. You stand on line so they get a count, and you go eat chow, and then you come back, and the whole day you just sit there and draw, write or something, and you no talking, no nothing for about 6 hours until 2 o'clock or till 12.
Wow.
Then you eat lunch, and then at 2 you go outside if the weather permitting, and you get your rec time.
No talking.
They don't work, you guys?
No. Some people get picked to go out and work.
Wow.
In the morning.
So, is the food better? Is the food worse than you get on the field if you're in the brig?
No. I never had a problem with it. I mean, it was fine. Both. Now the field rations, they are kind of bad.
How, you're better eating in the brig.
How long did you stay in the brig for your, what was it, a six-month absence?
3 months.
Yeah, I was 6 months gone, and then I did 3 months in the brig.
And then after you were released from the brig, then what happened?
Well, they kind of gave me the option. They said, would I like to stay? If I'd like to stay, I had to go in front of a judge and plead my case, and I guess I kind of wanted to stay because I thought I messed up, and I stayed in, and the drinking didn't stop, so I got NJP, which is non-judicial punishment, which means I don't have to go in front of a judge. I just get in trouble in front of my commanding officer.
Mm-hmm.
And I got two more of those, and then it was the three strikes rule, and they let me go with other than honorable discharge.
Interesting.
Other than honorable.
So, yeah. So it was really more the drinking. You could have left. So, after you went into the brig, you had the chance to actually go ahead and break away at that point, but you decided to stay in, and then it was later that...
Yeah.
Very interesting.
So how does this, other than honorable discharge, how has that affected you in your life? Because one of the things they do while you're in the military is scare the crap out of you that if you don't get a honorable discharge, you'll never be able to work again.
No, it ain't affected me really nothing at all. I mean, the only thing they took me was my GI Bill. But, I mean, I didn't have plans on going to college anyway, but it don't, I mean, I put on applications that I've been in the Marines, and people, that's all, I mean, they don't ask me what kind of discharge did I have or anything, but it ain't affected me nothing.
What about the other people that were going back to the brig here? Because we've never really actually talked to anybody. I don't think we've ever talked to anyone who spent time in a brig on this program in the years we've been doing it.
Yeah.
What were the other people in there for? I mean, normally when you look at a regular jail or a regular prison, it's loaded up with people that were caught with like a bag of pot or something like that, loaded with people that have not harmed others. What were your co-prisoners like? What were they in for?
It's almost the same thing. I mean, I say 90% of them was drugs related. Others were if you attacked your officer or something. And we had a staff sergeant in there who was in there for supposed child molestation. I mean, it's just the same because, I mean, the people, I mean, I guess, you know, if you join the Marines or anything, you're no different than what you would have been out here. I mean, you get the same crazies in the military.
So do the Marines actually have a separate brig? Is your brig separate from the Army and the other branches? They all have their own facilities?
Yes, as far as I know. Now, if you get more than 10 years, you'll get Fort Leavenworth.
Where they're just grouping everybody together?
Yeah, that's where everybody goes if you get more than 10 years. But mine was on Camp Lejeune is where I did my time, my 3 months.
So as usual, same as on the outside, they're cracking down on people with drinking problems and cracking down on people with, maybe found with a little bit of pot or some other kind of chemical, as opposed to the, I don't know, what was it, 1 out of 3 women at least in the military been raped? They're not exactly rounding those guys up, are they?
No. And the worst thing about it, I mean, if you get caught with drugs, it's usually one strike and you're gone. That's it. They don't allow you no more, like, where I went UA and then come back and then had trouble drinking 2 more times before they kicked me out. If my buddy beside me got caught with some, you know, pot or something, he'd have been gone right then and there.
So without even a trip to the brig, they'd have just discharged him at that point?
More than likely, yeah.
So that's would you say that's a good tactic, is to just get yourself, if you want to get out of the military, just get caught with a bag of pot or something like that?
Yes, sir.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the inside information. Ricky there calling former Marine into the brig, 800-259-9231. So it does happen, Mark.
I'm not saying it didn't happen.
Yeah, 1-800-259.
He had to go back to them to get put in jail.
1-800-259-9231. You take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityDiet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring out what you want, dial in toll free, and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. The Shrine of Female Listeners is one of those features. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video to show their listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com will get you there. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to be on the Shrine. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
Intern for Liberty. Make a difference, get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduates, graduates, and recent graduates for its summer internship programs. They have internships in all kinds of journalism and in public policy. The internship includes a generous stipend, housing assistance, career workshops, training throughout the summer. Visit libertarianinternships.com for more information. Sign up to receive updates and reminders. People have been who have taken these internships have been placed in organizations, public policy organizations around the United States and in all 50 states and in the federal government and up to 100 different think tanks. It's libertarianinternships.com.
All right, we're going to continue here. Maybe we'll get back to the football discussion a little bit, but I want to make sure we get your thoughts in. You can take control here. Let's talk to Steve, listening to WTAR in Norfolk. Hey, Steve.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, well, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, listen, I'll admit I'm weighing in the middle of this thing. I just tuned it up, and I heard the guy on the phone talking on the radio talking about he had done time 3 months, and then I heard, I don't know, he said it, something about one in three women in the military had been raped.
Yes, according to...
Where did that statistic come from?
It was a survey of female veterans found that 30%, this according to, it's a 2003 survey, NPR reported on it, 30% female veterans said that they were raped in the military. You can actually add to that a 2004 study of veterans who were seeking help for post-traumatic stress disorder found that 71% of them said they were sexually assaulted or raped while serving.
Wow, I hadn't heard that statistic. I mean, I served 30 years in the Navy, and I had a squadron, and I had women, 100 women in the squadron. And I'm not going to say I was in touch with every one of them, but I have a feeling I would have had. Now, I'll grant it, this was...
It was your Navy. They don't break it down by the branch here, but I would just fathom a guess that it's probably a little bit less likely that a woman would be raped in the Navy than in other places.
Why is that?
You know, the Navy, Mark.
What does that mean to you?
You know, it's more likely to be a little bit, you
That's
know,
silly.
Friendly towards women.
What?
In the Navy.
More likely to be what?
A little bit friendly towards women. It's likely the more aggressive males are going to be attracted to things like the Army and
I would
the,
think
the
their
Marines.
Discipline would be higher when you're keeping a bunch of people on a big metal floating island, if that's what you're willing to say, but I don't know.
You don't think the more aggressive members of the military are joining the Marines and the Army, Mark?
Maybe you're right.
So, there you go. Anything else you want to share with us, Steve?
No, I just hadn't heard that statistic before. I was really shocked by it.
Yeah, there's some pretty shocking stories out there, too. I remember.
Did you know that more people in the military right now are committing suicide than are being killed in Iraq and Afghanistan?
I wouldn't doubt that.
Yeah.
Also, I think there was another statistic that was very telling when it came to the number of deaths that happened in training as opposed to combat. You'd be amazed at how many people are killed in training.
Yeah. I was just watching today, I think it was Wings Over the Gulf, about the Gulf War incident, and they were talking about the large amount of losses that were taken by the tornado pilots from England, and they were saying... Yeah, these numbers, actually, the large losses that they had weren't really any higher than the losses that they would have in training, especially training at low-level flying, which is what the tornadoes were doing at that point anyway. It's interesting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Hey,
okay, well, thanks.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thank you for the call and the thoughts at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. All right, so we're going to continue here, Mark, and focus back on the football issue, because we weren't quite done with that, right? There was something from LouRockwell.com where they were talking about football being this, you know, the kind of the new gladiator sport. I mean, as you pointed out,
it's not saying new. There's nothing new about football.
Yeah, but
who are the gladiators?
Yeah.
So anyway, this is by Charles Stample. It's LouRockwell.com. And to pick it up where it said, middle and upper class Americans fall in love with poor youths from cities across America who play for the team where they live. And he's pointing out here that that many coaches, basically, they're subjugating most youths to poverty by getting them to play football, that only very, very few make it into the big time. Their Cinderella stories are amazing. However, for every one of them, there's, what, 1,000 you know, guys with twisted hearts, twisted minds, and twisted knees.
So you're saying it's the physical injuries that make them more poor for their lifetime?
That's what that's what I'm assuming that I read from here. Let's continue. Middle and upper class Americans fall in love with poor youths from the cities all across America who play for the team where they live, but develop an irrational hatred for similar young men drafted by the team's rivals. Americans will go to parades to watch marching soldiers, but will turn the channel when they see men with crew cuts without arms and legs. Americans will hold to the myth in the face of fact. 2 years ago, NFL Films eliminated military and fighting allusions from all new films. President Steve Sobel described the decision as a matter of common sense. They were basically cliches. Coaches said that this guy, that's a guy I want to be in a foxhole with. They've never been in a foxhole, and they're trying to articulate that to a player has no idea what a foxhole is. But why did it take 40 years for this distaste of cliches to surface? Perhaps while Americans were feeling good about America's efforts in the two world wars, despite failures in Korea and Vietnam, war speak was good marketing. Today, with even ardent supporters of the U.S. military calling the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan failures and acknowledging the role of the military expansion and skyrocketing debt, it's less so. Many have called on the talking heads of football to stop describing games as battles and players as troops. These pleas are misguided. Football games are battles. Players are troops. Youth football is early soldier training.
Arose by any other name.
I guess. I mean, I don't know how to feel about this precisely. I watch football with my wife. She loves the game. I spend most of my time during a football game going cringing, and I'm like, oh, that had to hurt. I feel terrible for these guys because I, you know, at 40 now I'm beginning to feel my age. I know that parts of me ache where, you know, they probably wouldn't have if I would have treated my body better in my youth.
Imagine how they feel.
And these guys are getting the equivalent of 3 car wrecks every Sunday.
Of course, those are the guys that are getting paid, however.
Right, and
as was pointed out, the young men in high school aren't, most of them aren't making it to that level, or not even making it to college.
You know, and how many young lives are ruined by, you know, these tremendous injuries. You know, it's not just the kid that dies on the football field. It happens.
Well, I don't think that, you know, there's any guilt you should be feeling as somebody who enjoys watching football because it happens to have some comparisons that can be made to the idea of war. Again, it is a consensual act. These people are all on the field by choice.
As I pointed out, we have an all-volunteer military.
Yeah, but again, as I pointed out, they can't leave. So they're there by choice when it comes to football.
There aren't very many innocents hurt on a football field, though.
That's true. The members of the crowd are not being included in the tackles.
I would probably still be against war if no innocents were harmed during it. But I think your largest...
You have to find innocent. Who gets to say, well, who's innocent and not, right? I mean, it's the U.S. military who determines those things. So
these days...
I wouldn't feel guilty about it, especially if you know coming into it, especially if you're aware as you're watching the game of the team mentality, of how mindless it is, how it turns people against one another. I mean, the problem I have with people and their reactions and their interest in sports is how in many ways it manifests. That's the real problem, is when people hate each other because they're fans of the wrong team. I mean, up here in New England, it's the Patriots versus the, you know, whatever the other team, and there's the baseball, what is it, the Yankees versus the Red Sox. That's the real rivalry up this way. And it's just so pointless. I mean, it is something that drives wedges between people, and some people take it too seriously, especially the people that after a winning game or whatever, go out and destroy things in the streets. I mean, that's where it really comes down to the absurdity just being writ large. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts on anything are welcome here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live coming up. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They will walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you up front for their websites. We give you more for free, likely, than they charge you for. See what we mean by going to freetalklive.com, get interactive, enjoy the site. And then if you like the show and you want to help support us, go to amp.freetalklive.com, become a Free Talk Live amplifier. And it's as little as $3 a month. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, the amp-only podcast without the usual podcast commercials, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up. As we continue taking your phone calls about what you want, it's Larry listening in West Virginia to WVTS. Hello, Larry. Larry is gone. All right, 800-259-9231. So maybe a little bit more on the idea of football or sports and this kind of warlike mentality. I think that, again, there's nothing inherently wrong with the idea of having a sports team that you, for whatever reason, identify with. I think it may be a little bit silly. But because obviously the team doesn't care about you so much. They change out. The players change every year. They have the drafts and they swap players around. So really the only
thing. That's one thing that's really always kind of bothered me about the whole thing is, I guess the thing that I like about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is that I was from Tampa Bay.
Right.
I like the Dallas Cowboys because they had Roger Staubach, and you know he was an incredible player, at least to my young mind, and I think he was. You know, but the players move around all the time. They're not from the place that they're from. So
mostly.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, largely, most of the guys that are there aren't from Tampa Bay. So, but, you know,
means anything.
Am I suggesting? Well, I suppose it means something, right? Like if it's saying that we're the geographic area here and we're awesome.
You grew up in the same climate. Congratulations.
Right. You know, our zip codes look similar. But then, you know, what am I saying about people being able to move? Am I saying that, well, if you're playing for a football team, you should only play for the football team that was near where you grew up? And not everybody grows up the same as I did in the same place all the time. Some dads pick up and move. move and moms sure. And parents and things like that. So would those people be ineligible to play, or would you only be eligible to play at the place that you, you know, had lived the longest? It's like, it just makes this convoluted thing, but, you know, really it all boils down to, what colors do you like? I mean, you know, and then they wouldn't change that on me. You know, I went, for so long here, I've got to live with this orange and white thing, the creamsicles, and then they go ahead and change it to, admittedly, a much better color scheme, the red and pewter that they...
And they started winning after that, too.
They did. The red and pewter thing that they had, and yeah. They had to get rid of the head coach that went to the Super Bowl and the quarterback that went to the Super Bowl before they finally went to the Super Bowl, though. So, you know, very... mixed up.
So, yeah, you look at it from that perspective. There's just a bunch of weird stuff about teams and the mentality that kind of comes along with it. But I think as long as you're aware of it, then there's nothing wrong with enjoying it. As long as you don't get lost in it. As long as you don't get caught up in the idea that you're part of the team. The idea that you won the Super Bowl. And the idea that you lost the battle or whatever. Because you didn't. You bought a ticket, maybe. Or you tuned in and watched some commercials. And
I'll tell you, buying a ticket. I've been to several Bucks games. Several, not many. And it's an hour to get parked and 2 hours to get unparked.
Egads.
It is awful.
The traffic snarl.
I might be exaggerating a little bit, but not much. If you get out of there in an hour, you'd be doing quite well. It doesn't matter, you know, what are you going to do? Leave at the third quarter? Well, why would you do that?
Why did you go?
Yeah. You know, you paid $40, and this was some time ago, $40 for a ticket. Why would you leave a moment before the game was over?
There's another $8 beer to drink, darn it.
You're right. And, you know, so, I mean, for the cost of one going to one game, you can get the NFL ticket from, you know, one of the DirecTV or the cable people or whatever, and then watch every game, and you'll do it a heck of a lot better. If you live up in one of those places where the weather is inhospitable, imagine catching a December or January game. I mean, the Bears and the Packers. The Packers, I believe, are going to the south to balmy Chicago to be able to play in 10-degree weather on a snowy field. Is it Lambeau? I don't know. I mean, Candlestick. Wow. I get all these things confused. It's going to be horrifying.
I get enough to shoveling my driveway. I mean, man, sitting out for a whole game like that?
Right. You know, when they've got these indoor football stadiums, that's one thing. But these ones that are outdoors, no thanks.
So, I think as long as you kind of are aware of the mentality and you can be sort of above it, then it's not damaging. But if you get lost in it and you get kind of hooked on this idea that you're part of this organization and that you feel things when they win and they lose, and rather than
I don't think you can watch too much and not feel things when during a football game. So when I feel things when those guys get hit, those guys are going to get hit whether or not I feel something. When I see it, I'm like, oh gosh, I hope he's okay.
Maybe I said the wrong thing. Maybe okay,
but. You know,
it's one thing to empathize with someone.
So if I feel something when a guy gets hit, then why is it good or bad to feel something when my team wins or loses?
Okay, how about this? How about instead of the...
By the way, there's a study that has been done, and the losing people whose team lost, their testosterone levels are lower. It absolutely happens. Men, when their team loses, their testosterone levels drop, and when their team wins, their testosterone levels raise. Wow. So it's very interesting. So you're actually more of a man when your team wins.
Wow. I've never heard of that one.
I think I saw it in Muscle and Fitness years and years ago, but I could be wrong.
All right, so let me correct what I said then. It's one thing to empathize with the player who's getting crushed on the field and feeling sorry for them and feeling bad and trying to imagine yourself in their position. It's one thing to get excited by a play or, you know, a tackle or a turnaround or something like that that's happening on the field.
Hold on just a second. There's nothing like those plays where the guy's running after the ball and he reaches out with one hand way in front of him and he manages to get that ball and then, like, pull it in with one hand into his numbers. Sears and you know the,
oh,
the
no
other
doubt.
Guys. Those are amazing.
There
plays.
Are feats that are amazing, and there are some just stunning things that happen on the field. I mean, absolutely, and I can appreciate that without being a crazed fanatic for one team or another. I can appreciate the competition. I can appreciate the people that are excelling. I don't tend to spend my time on it, but if I'm put in front of the game, I can appreciate those things. I think it's getting caught up in the obsession, adorning yourself with the team's logos and the team's everything that they possibly could push at you, and continuing beyond the realm of the game itself to continue the hatred towards the other team and to continue the hatred or the anger that might be directed at the supporters of the other team.
I think you can have good-natured joshing. I have a Tampa Bay Buccaneers ball cap that I tend to wear. I wear it.
Well, there's a line in there somewhere, though, Mark, don't you think? I mean, don't you think there's a certain line that is crossed?
Oh, absolutely. There's some people hate other teams and hate, especially if you're, from some other place and things like that. I don't understand that.
That's where it becomes like war, wherein people are looking at another group of people who are human beings just like them on another plot of land, and they're saying, I hate those darn Japs, or fill in the blank, whatever racial slur of the time that you want to put in there, and they're hating them because they've been separated from them. They've been told that because there's a line in between these two plots of land, that they're better than the other people on that land. In the same way, because we're Patriots fans, we're better than those, I don't know, Jets fans or whoever the Patriots fans don't like.
Last week it was the Jets. It also allows people to sort of act in a tribal nationalistic fashion for smaller areas. No one wears a Minnesota ball cap and gets excited about it. However, many people wear Vikings ball caps, and that's that elicits emotions, large and small, from all kinds of people. So I wouldn't wear a Florida ball cap in stunning orange and green, the state colors that they have on the license
when
plate.
When you say Florida, you just mean of the state of Florida, not the,
state of,
the team
the,
Florida.
The state of Florida. I'm talking, but I would wear a Tampa Bay Buccaneers ball cap, and it starts conversations. Oh, are you from there? Why do you like the Buccaneers? But
the subject matter isn't as serious as politics, right? So it's not a problem talking about sports and conversing with others, or as you're saying, joshing people about it. Whereas when you're bringing up politics, then people are really entrenched in their viewpoint, and an issue can really
politics
divide
the same all over the United States, though. I mean, so if you like one team or the other, it doesn't say anything about your politics. There isn't a Republican football team.
But there is still that team mentality where people will say, if the Republicans get swept into office, then we won, right? Or we lost. And it's that mentality that I think people need to break away from and realize you aren't them. You aren't on the team. You aren't a politician. You aren't in the military. Maybe you are. In that case, you did win. Or lose. We're out of time for tonight, though. We'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories that are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. You'll be awed by the illustrations while you cheer for the heroes and boo the villains. Check out BigHeadPress.com and sample their work online before you buy. BigHeadPress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, and investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.